Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Allied Digital Services Limited Q3 and nine-month FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touch-tone phone. To remove yourself from the queue, please enter star and two. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mayank Vaswani from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rayo. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Allied Digital Services Limited's earnings call for the third quarter and nine months of financial year 2023-24. We have with us on the call today Mr. Nitin Shah, Founder and CMD, Mr. Nehal Shah, Executive Director, Mr. Paresh Shah, Global CEO, and Mr. Gopal Tiwari, Chief Financial Officer. We will open with comments from Mr. Nehal Shah covering recent developments across the business, following which Mr. Paresh Shah will cover the operational performance and order wins. Mr. Gopal Tiwari will then walk us through the financial highlights, followed by our CMD, who will share his views on the performance for the quarter. Thereafter, we shall open the call for the Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings documents that have been shared with all of you earlier. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Nehal Shah for his opening remarks. Over to you, Nehal.
Thank you, Mayank. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for taking time to join our earnings call. I trust that all of you had a chance to review our earnings documents, which were shared earlier. Calendar year 2023 marked a significant chapter in our corporate journey, owing to multiple achievements: securing contracts from renowned clients, expanding our operational footprints, enhancing governance standards, and revamping our disclosure mechanisms, including a meticulous restructuring of our segmental reporting. For some pivotal accomplishments, simultaneously, we strengthened our financial position and instilled best practices across diverse functional domains. Recognitions from the esteemed Great Place to Work Institute underscored our commitment to exemplary talent management practices and added further shine to an already wonderful year. Calendar year 2024 promises to be even better. We have begun with an improving pipeline of business. There have been several renewals by existing customers accompanied by a healthy level of farming, which indicates additional assignments or widening of scope from contracts in place. Discussions with potential customers have gained momentum too. Further, we continue to make strategic progress on our SaaS platform, Aadifidelis, which is witnessing upgrades and enhancements in multiple initiatives proving successful. Our teams have been actively deploying these tools across ops from over 8 years now, which has contributed to the development momentum. In government projects too, we are positioning Aadifidelis as an EMS platform. Coming to our performance for the quarter three, in quarter three, we reported consolidated revenues of INR 171 crore, registering marginal growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. We believe this has been a resilient performance considering the transient challenges incurred, especially in the delays and deferrals in the closing of the contracts in the U.S. In fact, we have delivered sequential improvements in revenues and profitability through each quarter of this financial year. If you split our year-on-year performance across two key geographies of India and the rest of the world, it is apparent that the revenues from India have increased nearly 50% year-on-year, both from a quarter as well as a nine-month period. This is also clear from our standalone results, which capture the performance in the domestic market. Having said that, we now see an improved landscape globally. Discussions and evaluations with customers are now moving forward at an accelerated pace. There is now more definitive engagement from scope of work and delivery, and we are confident that we will be able to convert some of the opportunity into revenue. With that, I would like to hand over to our Global CEO, Mr. Paresh Shah, to share key insights about the operational performance and key developments during the quarter.
Thank you, Nehal. A very good afternoon to everyone. I will now brief you through the operational performance and key developments during this quarter. A key highlight to this quarter has been a showcase of our capability of generating additional revenues from existing customers, or what we say is farming. This has been well supported by a steady pace of renewals. Some of the meaningful engagement renewals include one of the largest global FMCG companies and a valued customer of ours, instrumental in providing us a sizable renewal. For this customer, since the inception of our partnership in 2018, we have delivered comprehensive digital workplace management services across more than 60 international locations. This recent renewal reiterates our delivery capabilities involving integration of additional manufacturing sites in the US, resulting in a noteworthy boost to our annual revenues, an additional $1 million on top of the existing $2 million of revenue. Moreover, we are pleased to announce the continuation of our successful partnership with a prominent American home appliance brand for another year. This renewal, valued at $2.7 million for the calendar year 2024, is a testament to the pivotal role played by our 24/7 service help desk alongside workplace solutions for their factory support and depot services across the US, Europe, and Asia. Third, I wanted to highlight is the quick services restaurant business. Our enduring decade-long association with a distinguished restaurant chain has been extended for another year. Our back of house IT support covering 4,700 restaurants in 48 states across the US emphasizes our commitment to the long-standing partnership, further reinforced to a $1.8 million contract renewal. Lastly, I am also thrilled to share that in addition to these substantial renewals, we have secured a $2 million increase in our net new business from our existing clients. This achievement underscores our unwavering commitment to excellence and client satisfaction. In terms of new orders, in January, with the start of the January, we won a prestigious award for Ayodhya Smart City. Allied Digital Service Limited has been selected as the master system integrator for the integration of CCTV surveillance cameras into the existing command and control center room for the Ayodhya Smart City project. We have also added a bank based out of East Coast in the US as our customer to provide end user transformation services for a period of 3 years. I am pleased to share we have also witnessed traction in our offerings around cybersecurity with the addition of few customers towards the end of the quarter. Recently, the city of Normal in Illinois has selected Allied Digital as a partner master system integrator for multiple projects involving our expertise. You would be aware that we have been strengthening our partnership with large IT service firms and globally consulting firms to jointly serve customers. Through these partnerships, there has been a significant inflow of new customers, including several marquee global names. Having built up a richer client mix over the last 2 to 3 years with a more elaborate track record, we are now also re-emphasizing in our direct channels for sales and marketing. These will be leveraged more comprehensively to add new businesses in this year. As mentioned by Nehal, we are getting more optimistic about the opportunities in the pipeline. While delays in customers' decision to select partners have stretched the time to close contracts in recent months, we expect to see better traction in the IT business. This momentum in the US market is likely to be accompanied by growing interest in Europe and APAC market in coming quarters too. With that, I would like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Gopal Tiwari, to cover the financial highlights for the quarter under review.
Thank you, Paresh bhai. I'll now quickly cover the financial highlights for the quarter under review. A buoyant backdrop for businesses in India is encouraging domestic enterprises to invest further for growth, adding the sentiment around IT spending. In the US, the focus still remains on cost cutting, and that's why we see the delayed decision making by potential customers, which then impact IT spending. This is clearly reflected in our financial performance. In Q3 FY24, our consolidated revenue reached to 171 crore, indicating a marginal increase from rupees 170 crore in Q2 FY24. And a slight decrease compared to Q3 FY23, which amounted to rupees 174 crore. For the quarter, our EBITDA was rupees 21 crore compared to 20 crore in Q2 FY24, lower than rupees 30 crore in Q3 FY23. The EBITDA margin remained consistent at 12%, aligning with the figure from Q2 FY24, while it was 17% in Q3 FY23. Profit after tax for Q3 FY24 was rupees 12 crore compared to 11 crore in Q2 FY24. Turning to the financials for the nine-month period ended December 31, 2023, revenue stood at rupees 510 crore, reflecting a 3% increase from rupees 494 crore in nine months FY23. EBITDA stood at rupees 59 crore compared to 70 crore in nine months FY23. EBITDA margin stood at 12% as compared to 14% in nine months FY23. PAT for nine months FY24 was rupees 32 crore as against rupees 44 crore in nine months FY23. There has been sequential growth in revenue and profitability in each quarter of the current financial year. In the last quarter, we had mentioned that the worst was behind us, and the improving trajectory of performance, although gradual, is clearly validating our position. I mentioned earlier about the business environment in India being more buoyant, and this is reflected in our standalone financials for the quarter. In Q3 FY24, revenue reached to 69 crore, a 36% increase from rupees 51 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA stood at rupees 11 crore, marking a substantial 110% increase from rupees 5 crore. EBITDA margin for Q3 FY24 was 16% compared to 11% in Q3 FY23. The PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 6 crore, reflecting sharp growth of 115% YOY compared to 3 crore in Q3 FY23. In nine months FY24, revenues stood at rupees 204 crore as compared to 145 crore, higher by 41%. EBITDA stood at rupees 30 crore as compared to rupees 15 crore, up by 107%. EBITDA margin stood at 15% in nine months FY24 as compared to 10% in nine months FY23. PAT again stood at rupees 15 crore as compared to only 9 crore, growing by 80%. Some perspectives to share regarding our performance for the quarter. The traction on government projects in India has led to continued strength on cash flows, and our overall cash position has displayed an improving trend, especially when looked at over a period of last 10-12 quarters. Moreover, we have carefully managed our capital expenditure, resulting in no major CapEx spends during this period. Since we have capacity in place to support our growth plans for coming years, we are evaluating further debt reduction, even though our leverage position is very comfortable at present. We have already commenced the foreclosure of some of our project finance loans. This will enable us to save on interest expense and consequently help in improving profitability further. Lowering of leverage will open up headroom on our balance sheet for additional working capital requirements as we anticipate closing of large orders in the pipeline in the near future. With this solid financial foundation, we are well equipped to seize opportunities, invest in growth initiatives, and deliver sustainable value to our stakeholders. Thank you. I'll now hand over the call to our CMD, Mr. Nitin Shah, for his comments. Over to you, Nitin.
Thank you, Gopal. Welcome all the investors. Let me give you the perspective behind Allied Digital. As you have been seeing, that we have been changing growth trajectory by targeting all newer opportunity of client, for which we took a lot of time to upgrade ourselves and transform our company internally by scaling up the most of our people to the relevant technology. It has been a big task for me, and that's what I look upon to make our ship very powerful. I can tell you, with the kind of overall skill set that we have got in our company, I don't think so with our size, anybody in our size, nobody would be there in the world. This is what I feel, and hence we have a huge opportunity to grow further. As you know, that we have created different towers to align different skill set. So if you look upon that, we are covering almost everything. Now, we have also created a good platform for our software division also, and we are incorporating AI, leveraging a lot on AI and generative AI, and also all our future platform will have generative AI by default. Secondly, when you talk about smart city, the one which probably will be announced soon, and there are a lot of news which are coming in TV and newspaper, where it's going to be very unique for our Lucknow smart city. And Lucknow has incorporated several unique smart elements, like, for example, asset throwing action can be captured anywhere that happens, or some street gambling that's happening, which will also be captured automatically at command and control center. And that particular project we have done totally on our own. That's the reason we have been selected for Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. So if you look upon, last year was a year where our resolution was, okay, let's make our company extremely matured, smart governance, service governance. I think we have achieved a lot, and we are none to anybody. Supporting very, very large customer is what we understand, as much as what large companies understand. So the challenge is different for us. We cannot attract very, very large customers, but we choose to work as a tier two. And now tier two is not staff augmentation. We are doing a lot of managed services for them. Like some of the large players, they cannot do certain things which they would like to give it to us. So outsourcing is always two types. Some people, they can do outsourcing. They can execute certain activity, but they want to outsource it. They would like to focus on something else. Large company I'm talking about. And some companies that we have seen, they cannot address large opportunities. So they rather would like to make us as their partner. And that helps us a lot, because by doing that, we are, as it is, very matured in service governance, and we can get a large amount of time that we spend, we get larger pie of the large contract. And that's what we prefer. We are not into too small companies, and margins we are looking at very seriously. If there are no margin, if it is a lower hanging fruit, we would not like to bid for that. Or we may not reduce our cost, so we may not get that for a most commonly people serve kind of client opportunities. So we feel that is, let's start at addressing or attack, trying to take up the hiring in fruits. And that's what we have been doing. And let's see, this next year looks very promising for us. Unfortunately, some of the large deals got delayed and it could not happen in last quarter, December, which we were expecting. But probably this may probably happen in, it is a futuristic statement because we have already got confirmation, but we have not incorporated in our December result. And we are very confident that we will get. This year, we have taken a kind of a call to make our sales and marketing very, very strong, because that was something, the easiest thing that we were missing out, but we spent a lot of time in making our company very, very technically sound. So now we have decided to make our this year sales and marketing very strong, and for which we have onboarded, I think it's not announced, but we'll be announcing soon, one Mr. Ramanathan, who was responsible to bring TCS, when TCS was less than $100 million, and now, as you know, it's more than $26 million. Most of the top 10 contracts were actually taken by him until they are running today, and he was deputed as a managing director on behalf of TCS when they acquired CMC, and he turned around CMC, which was not doing great, and he's brought about 2,000% growth in that CMC. So he's very excited to work together with us, and he is regularly coming into our review calls and all that. So we are confident that future will definitely be doing great. So this is what my say at higher end at 30,000 feet. So now may I ask you to ask any question, whatever that you've got.
Thank you. Rio, can we open the floor for Q&A, please?
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from 91 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, congratulations for showing the resilient results. In an environment where many IT companies are not able to show this kind of results.
Sir, you talked about, you know, we have two types of clients. One is big global consulting and IT companies. And other are corporates, you know, which are like running their own businesses. And you talked about you have a couple of large deals in your pipeline, which are taking some time because of decision delays. Sir, I wanted to check from which set of clients are you facing these decision delays? Is it from the IT companies, consulting companies, or is it from these, you know, large operating companies, maybe in the banking or in other sectors?
Yes, so let me understand your question. You're talking about where these delays are or which type of customers they are in the sector, right?
Right. So, sir, I understand that you serve two sets of customers. One are typically IT companies or consulting companies, and the other are companies which are in the banking sector or in the, you know, like, as you said, in the fast food sector, etc. So, where are you facing delays specifically?
So, these IT companies are our partners. So, the delays are only on the end user and customers, okay?
Okay.
Which are in the general enterprise sector, whether they are large banks or whether they are large FMCG companies. So, they are right now if you look at the US market, so the decision making just gets delayed. And we see that, trending just because of the overall environment. But I see a great change happening. And we saw the quarter starting with a big bang, and definitely there is a good announcement that will follow because we have got certain verbal confirmation, but we will await proper formal contracts to follow for whatever wins that we have got.
So, sir, if I understand you correctly, basically the delay is happening from the customer's general enterprise side to your clients, which are basically IT companies, and once they get the confirmation, you will get the business. This is how the model is, right?
Right.
Understood.
Yes.
Just to add to what Parejwa said, you know, most of the time last quarter of the calendar year is always very slow globally. So that's
right.
The reason that people were just delaying on taking certain decisions whether they wanted to go ahead or not. But as he rightly mentioned, the start of the year has been great. We have had some good verbal confirmations from our customers. We are just waiting for the final documentation to happen. Once that is done, we'll be in a position to announce them. So we are, I feel we are on the right track. Further quarters are going to be good.
Okay, and so lastly, you know, if you can just give us a 3-year, 4-year perspective where you want to take this company to. I know that you mentioned even if these large deals were not to come through, you will anyways go to 1,000 crore revenue run rate in a 3-year period. Is there any change in that stance? And if these deals come through, what kind of revenue scale can we go to? You know, any broad points would be very, very helpful for us.
So for now, from the last quarter I mentioned, we have not changed anything. We are still, and we feel that the target of 1,000 crore is very achievable. And with the pipeline and the closures that we are getting, maybe one or two quarters near that, but we are still on the track for achieving that. That shouldn't be a challenge.
And so margins-wise, any change in the margins that you will see in this journey from 11-12% kind of margins, where can it go?
Yeah, from a margin perspective, I would say we have bottomed out from our last quarter to this quarter. I think from the next quarter onwards, we should be seeing the upward trend. We want to slowly try and achieve the mid-teens, maybe next 4 to 6 quarters or maybe 8 quarters. That is where our target is to reach to mid-teens.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for your future.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Soumitra Joshi from HNL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So the first question is, please correct me if I'm wrong. I just heard that within a year, the revenues are expected to go to 1,000 crores. As per my understanding, the target is for FY26. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah. So the last quarter that I had, last quarter call, I had said the same thing. And that continues. There is no change beyond that. So it's the next two to three years, we should be reaching there at 1,000 crore.
So the target is not for, I just got a little confused. So the target is not for 1 year. The target is for the next 2-3 years, we need to reach 1,000, correct?
Yeah. And there is a, that's the target, correct.
And the second thing is with respect to the margins, so we are expecting that probably around 12 we'll bottom out. But when will this exactly the upward trajectory start? Why I'm saying this is that we were recently in the US and we were talking and we've spoken to some of the people in the IT services industry also, some CEOs of companies. There is this nagging thing that is going on that the clients are promising, but ultimately when it comes down to signing the deals, they're not signing it right now. They're just waiting that let's wait for a few months. Let's see what is happening. Let's see where the economy goes. And then probably we'll go in with those contracts. So the contracts are there, no doubt. But the signing or the bottom line signing is not happening. And what they had predicted was that probably, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that probably the next year might be on similar lines and the trajectory will start from the year onwards. So is there any, what is your view on the same? And is there a lacuna in this understanding?
Samika, from an overall perspective, that is correct. But I am talking more from our perspective. So we were also facing the same delays in the last two quarters. If you see our numbers, top line were also similar. That's because our order book is strong and we just don't need to run after orders every quarter. But what happened at the start of this year, the calendar year, we got some verbal confirmations from some large customers. And that has actually, kept us excited and we are very upbeat after that. So I think while the overall ratio still feels that there is a lacuna, it may take 3-4 quarters. But for us to start this year has been with a bang.
Yeah, I'm Nathan Shah here. What is happening that US market has become a little bit sluggish, maybe more psychology point of view. The spending capex is getting reduced. But what we are doing is a non-discretionary kind of a spend. It's an infrastructure, especially infrastructure management services. They cannot avoid that. But nowadays, they club together with the overall partner, where everything they want to give it to. So there is a slowness in that process. It takes time for them and sometimes their existing contracts, because they have not decided, they try to continue with the same vendor for a couple of quarters. And that's why we remain unpredictable. But we are very sure that some of those contracts which we have been, firstly, whatever we have been serving, almost all the customers are getting continued with us. So we have already certain amount of revenue and all that which is coming, the new, it's a completely net new kind of an opportunities and new clients which will be coming. So I am not worried on that amount because you can't struggle with the sluggish market in US.
Absolutely understandable. I understand it's not a problem with the company. It's something that is happening across the entire the system that this is happening. So what I wanted to understand was it's not as if the contracts have gone anywhere. There might be some delay of, let's say, a quarter or two here and there, but those contracts will eventually land up, is what I've understood. And the second thing is... pardon me? You said something in between?
No, that's true. Sure.
So it's only a delay that can happen. It's not about the contracts going anywhere. Now, the second part is on the margin aspect. What we were looking at, and you can please correct me, that for this year, we'll end around 14. So obviously, that will not happen because... now only one particular quarter is left and for perfectly understandable reasons of why it is not happening. But can we have some kind of a guidance from a margin perspective for, let's say, the next year? Can we look at probably, if not a lot, by increasing some 100, 150 basis points on this particular margin profile?
Yes. So that's the idea, Samita. So what happened this year, if you see our segment breakup also, you will see that we have done a lot of government projects which were in the deployment stage. Generally, our margins keep on improving during the operation and maintenance phase, which starts post the deployment. So once we are done with the deployment, we are pushed into the O&M, and that's why we feel that there is a huge possibility of margin improvements. And that's why we are a little bit more positive when it comes to margin improvement. We should be there by 100-150 basis points in the next 3-4 quarters.
Sure. So that's the medium or rather let's say short term aim. Probably in the long term, we will be looking at much, much higher margins going forward, correct?
When we reach around 1,000,
we should at least be around 15-16, if not more in terms of our OPM. Is that understanding correct?
That is what the intent is, correct.
Yeah, perfectly. We can only aspire. That is something that we'll work upon and see where we go. Perfect. Thank you so much. So those were the queries from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The The next question is from Faisal Zubair Hawa from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, what are the KRAs we have set for Mr. Ramanathan, and what is the kind of target that he has been set in terms of which vertical will he really attempt to scale up for us? That is one. And secondly, sir, we did.
So, we have I understood your question. What would be the role of Ramanathan? It's not one particular tower. He is quite known because he was in Niti Aayog just before coming to us. And maybe next time we'll also have him here. So he probably came on board in month of December. And the first thing that we had a sales meet and strategic meet in US. Then he spent 4 days with us, understood our capabilities and all. He got more excited. And then we are meeting here in India. He's based in Mumbai. And almost every review meeting he is there and taking care of the sales at the May. See, we have kept him basically this year, as I've told you, to strengthen our sales engine, sales and marketing. So that's what he is looking into. He will be doing rigorous reviews of the sales meet in every Thursday that we have got. And then he is finding out what is the outcome of those and where. And then he's suggesting us what not to do and what to do.
Just to add to what he is saying is that Mr. Ramanathan is going to be advising us for strategic upgrades in the organization. Since he has worked extensively in a company which was very large to our size, we wanted a leapfrog jump that we aspire to be. So from a person like him who comes and joins us and advises us on various things, whether it is growth in the sales, whether it is improving the governance to next level, whether it is better to do delivery, and also how to farm and get more direct customers. So these are the places where he is overall helping us and guiding us with all his experience.
So with due respect, I understood this because I have been following his progress from his time at CMC also. So, but I expected a more detailed, mathematical answer to it, that how is the salary and, variable salaries linked to the kind of sales that he will get and what is the sales standard that he has been set. Because we have hired a heavyweight from the industry. So, definitely it would be only to leapfrog the company. I wanted more like, a correlation between the mathematical targets that he has and his various variable salaries. So even if it's a 3-year target, 4-year target, I think it could be a fair answer. And we always like companies which hire very very legendary people to scale up their companies. So even if it's a 3-year 4-year target, if you could give a more mathematical answer, I would be highly grateful.
No, you are right, Faisal. So what has happened is that December is the only month that he has joined us, and we were in the discussion phase whether how or where we want to take the organization. So just about a month, most of his monies and most of his revenue, everything is going to be linked to the revenue and top line growth. That's what is being been discussed and derived out. A formal document regarding that is under process, and that's the reason that you have not seen any BSE-NSE announcements. We should be announcing that soon. So once that document is ready, where we will jot down and put things that are good with him also and is okay with us also. So once that is done, we will have a proper document being given out to the stock exchanges.
And sir, one more thing. You said, Mr. Nitin Shah said in his opening remarks that, the company is now almost, having much, it is scaled through many verticals, and for a small company, it's a very good achievement. So, would it be a right statement to make that, that now that we have the capabilities, our only, job left is to, sell our products through different markets and, really pitch again and again to the large and even the medium customers?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that is what he said in the second statement, that the most focus this year is going to be on sales and marketing. So we are having a two-way approach. One is to, of course, go with our partner that we have been doing for years. Second approach is to go direct and take small and medium enterprise customers as direct customers, because direct gives us a lot of capability of expanding other service lines that we have. We are not only stopped at one line of business, but when we have direct customers, there are a lot of opportunities that happen. So cross-selling and farming, both of it happen at a very large scale.
So just to add what Nehal said, we are also focusing on quality of business or using the right business mix. So this quarter also has been instrumental in improving our other towers like cybersecurity and cloud and also big data platform. So this is what we foresee, that we can go direct, even have an improvement of our margins also, and open up new avenues along with direct business.
So any attempt to really take advantage of the data privacy laws that are going to come into India now, and the kind of compliances that corporates will have with regard to cybersecurity and to really generate revenue from it?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's going to be a big factor on a lot of discussions, because data security, data privacy plays a pivotal role in large data lake solutions. At the same time, that becomes also important for the cybersecurity point of view, because cybersecurity is very holistic. So a lot of new architectures will focus on cybersecurity and data management techniques. And we are already foreseeing this. We are seeing opportunities coming, especially on data privacy issues.
And sir, if I may just squeeze in the last question. We have been through a very tumultuous phase between 2012 and almost to 2015. So any key learnings from there, and which we would having revised the company, that we should we have imbibed and that we will take care of in future?
So Kayan, a lot of learnings that we have had from the last 12-13 years, some of them I would want to put down is to have better governance. We have a more superior governance structure today. We have the right kind of management team, a more structured approach towards growing the organization, and the most important thing is to decide what not to do. So there are a couple of businesses which we have decided not to do and we have stopped completely. So these are some of the key learnings that we have had from, and also when I say this, I would just want to add that from compliance perspective also, now we have become very, very robust. So our all our statutory compliances and other things are absolutely on track, and that's the reason that we see today we are growing at a steady pace. So this was some of the key learnings of the last 8-10 years that we, when we went to that the sinusoidal downward wave.
I really appreciate you answering my questions so well, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. To join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Darshil Pandya from Fintress Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, my question is regarding to the last quarter, where you said that the company is into discussion with the mid-sized bank and they are offering pilot programs to showcase the effectiveness of the solution. What's the update on that?
Which programs you mentioned?
Hello.
I missed out on your question. Could you repeat your?
Can you just repeat the question, please? Hello.
Looks he is in mute.
Hello.
Darshil, we can't hear you. Could you just repeat your question once again, please?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Better.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, in the last quarter, you said, you're targeting with the banking sector as well. For the SaaS.
Yeah. For the SaaS platform. Okay. Yeah. So, let me just update you. Go ahead.
Please go ahead, sir. I'm done.
Yeah, so last quarter we mentioned about targeting a SaaS platform for mid-sized banks. This is another area that we are constantly focusing on. We have tied up with one of the partners in the US where we are working specially only for BFSI segment to build solutions there. And that's where we'll be targeting our SaaS platform also, along with our infrastructure services. We have also taken this SaaS platform to another level to build automation on top of our Aditas platform also to build enterprise automation.
Got it, got it. And anything on the sir, rural banks that you are working on?
So that's the same thing for Finolite product that you are talking about. And yeah, rural banks we are still working on because we have to work with a lot of government agencies. And this being a election year, there are kind of also changes that are happening there in the banking sector. So we are trying to understand and try to position our product accordingly.
Yeah. So Darshil, what has happened with respect to our Finolite product? It is like who is going to catch the bell first. So that's what is happening right now. We are in active discussions with three or four cooperative banks, and in a matter of time, then one of them would be agreeing to take a POC. The ideal scenario is to go for a POC. Once we do a POC, successful POC, post that the deployments can start. And then there are referrals that will keep happening.
It's too early, Nathan Sayer, too early to adapt conversation technology, but that's going to be the future technology, no matter whatever application that you think about. Say, for example, doctors, they don't have time to key in or feed any information, which is very important for them. So they probably would be using the conversation technology. Maybe our food item will want to get it from any of these vendors like Swiggy or something. People would prefer to use conversation. At the same time, rural, we have problem about not understanding technology. So they would rather speak which will be understood using AI, generative AI, and then it could take decision. So future is all about conversation, and it's too early to get this adapted. But we will be the early mover once it is adapted.
Yes. So when you say
that's
that,
the reason.
Yes, go on.
So that's the reason. Apart from banking, we are seeing a lot of opportunities in conversational AI across many industries.
Got it. So, sir, as you said that you will be focusing on sales and marketing this time, this year more. So, do we think that this, since sir said that this is going to be a transformation. So, you think that this can be the guide the thing can be done early. We can achieve this before maybe this year or in first half.
So, idea is to understand the pain that we feel. We constantly evaluate and do self-inspection. We feel we have so much of opportunities and so much of strength. Why are we not growing at a faster speed? In the analysis, we made very robust service delivery till now, focusing only on service delivery, which has again changed kind of requirement coming. But now we feel that our reach is less, so we need to increase our sales force and want to make our sales engine more robust and strong. So this year you will see, and now this guy has also come on board, Ramanan. He is also involved directly in terms of strengthening our sales engine.
Correct. Got it. And sir, what's the guidance for this year? As you said, that H2 will be better than H1. So what can we expect from the company for this specific year?
I think it would be a sequential growth that we see, but I would still once again reiterate, rather than looking at quarter or quarter, if we can just go year over year, maybe this year has been rooted for all the IT companies. Next year, I feel is going to be far more better. So most of the deals that we close probably in the month of January, we start realizing in our books in the month of April, May, June. So the first quarter and second quarter next year are going to be far more better than what we see for this two quarters.
Got it. I'll get back on the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Shivam Shah from SmartSync Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you please throw some light on the number of smart city projects that the company is executing at the moment, apart from Ayodhya?
Yeah. So let me just tell you, there are several projects being executed, as you know, some of them being Lucknow, Solapur, Amritsar, Jalandhar, and Sultanpur. So plenty of action happening on the right now. I can even give you certain important updates on smart cities. The Lucknow project is on the verge of going live very soon. So this quarter, that will be going live. Solapur also going live. So we have finished more than 95% of the work, and that's where you will start seeing kind of, you know, a lot of completion revenues also over time. Also, projects in Amritsar and Jalandhar, I think Amritsar will go live this quarter, and Jalandhar may stretch into the next quarter. So we see that a lot of activity happening. Ayodhya, we have just started, and that's going to be also an Bidkin and Aurangabad and Pune and Pimpri Chinchwad are already, as you know, and Kalyan Dombivli. So these are already on the O&M, which will continue. Okay. Also, I forgot Rajkot. Okay. So we see a good traction on the O&M, which is already continuing. And the new projects, which we took last one and a half years back, are pretty much on the closure side. So there will be a lot of closures this quarter also.
Okay, sir. And also one more question. With the US markets looking weak, are we looking at being aggressive like with the domestic projects?
Yes, so domestic markets are growing good today. We are aggressive. But US market also, we see a very, say short-term slump. I don't see that's going to be too bad because there's a heavy cost-cutting underway. And we see that the market's picking up. And this being an election year, even the US, I'm sure, you know, there'll be a lot of new projects. So usually the technology market works is a lot of, and we being in the infrastructure part of it, the O&M part, the maintenance part is a continuous process. But I would say there's a lot of new traction on the new projects also that should start kicking in as soon as, you know, the companies stabilize in their, you know, cost cutting, and which I see soon happening in this quarter. So I see market picking up good on the H2 side. Okay, from the US also, and Indian market looks pretty good even in next one or two quarters.
Got it, sir. And sir, one last question. What about data centers? Like, are we seeing any traction there?
As a strategy, our own data center will not be building our own data center. It is a hyper-competitive market. Very large data center players are there. So we are basically OPEX intensive company, not capex intensive. So we do not have intent to build a large data center, but yes, we will leverage somebody else's data center by having a complete cage from there, you know. So we have a lot of choices to use from, and it's a highly competitive market. So our customers, if we have got to put them into data center, we have a few choices where we want to put them.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you for your participation and engagement during this call. If you have any additional questions or require further information about our company, please reach out to our team or contact CDR India. We look forward to connecting again in the next quarter. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Allied Digital Services Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.